The Neo Urban Chronique by Froggy the Frenchie.
Hello, everybody, dear friends, Vanakam. Today, our stupid brother will demonstrate the need to say hello correctly, to be careful in your morning exchange so as not to cause collateral damage by listening to or disclosing apparently harmless and benevolent gossip. This is a warning message in order to preserve the good mutual understanding which is essential between all the residents of our city. Hey, salut, what's up? My dear friends, I do not like your WhatsApp. It hurts my freedom, my right to silence, and you seem to want to be informed of some gossip that I am supposed to have and which you will lack at all costs to depossess me. It is perfectly correct. I wish you will get rid of this devastating gossip that harm your health and abuse your kindness by slyly settling in a corner of your brain. In which corner of my brain do you see this gossip swarm? The one on the left above your right eyes. Hey, how curious it is. Indeed, it's weird. Especially since there is no corner in a spherical brain. That is you who says it. No, gentlemen, it is science. We have a cerebrum made of two cerebral hemispheres, in which of the two is your corner? Any, your corner is located in the outer region, in the cerebral cortex. If it turns out to be true, sir, thank you for letting me know. You are welcome. And what can be the consequences of having a corner in the cortex? To have the syndrome of the squaring of the circle. It's serious? Very, very serious. It can be fatal. Luckily, you only have one corner. If I grab three more corners, I'm screwed. I pay myself a square. You have to be careful. No more gossip. It's no fair. Et voilà, Monsieur Complain, Monsieur Grolls, Monsieur Soon will start to lament over his fate. You should not listen to the gossip. Here was your mistake. I'll just listening to a little bit. It's already too much. But I refuse to disclose them. It saved your life. But then, when did you want to force me to give you some gossip to you? To save my life. Is your life in danger? Yes, that's why I was asking, what's up? Maybe you would know something. From my study of human psychology, my study of the probability in chaotic environment, my study on the degeneration of contemporary species, my study of the impossibility, the hazard, and the necessity, I can assure you that you are not in danger of death. But it is my life that it is in danger, not my death. It is a pity. I would have been easier. According to my study about... Oh là là là, ça suffit, it's enough with your study. Tell me what directly. Directly? Yes. Without detour? Yes. There, here, now? Yes. Well, if you are in danger of death, in fact, it is death that is truly in danger. It is a good sign, if you see what I mean. I don't. What I see according to the experience of a particular cat who was called Minou Minou and who has 7 life, 6 death, so practically 13 in her experience, death must die without life and life must live without death. That's all.
That's all?
That's all.
My God, this kitty is a genius. I would like to be a cat like him.
You are, you just need to find your cat in you and manifest it. I already feel my velvet paw coming to me. Don't get your clothes out, you might hurt yourself. You are dumb. Dumb, certainly, but in great shape. Excuse me, I have to go. See you, bye, hein?
See you, meow, meow.
Et voilà, this was a warning message made by the alert committee, which we ask you not to contact on 2622-000. You will find the stupid brother next Friday live at 10:30 a.m. when no one else than you are listening to them. Or when you want, by podcast on the Auroville radio site that you know since you are currently listening to us. Crazy is nothing. Amazing.